The first thing most Americans notice about the traffic in Italy is that the cars are much smaller than in the United States. Even though most of the brands are familiar, such as Fiat, Volkswagen, Toyota, Audi, BMW, and Mercedes, the models on the road are totally different. They look like they got shrunk in the wash. Maybe it's just their smaller size, but the cars really seem to move faster here. With horns blaring and high-beam headlights flashing, they zip in and out of traffic with a reckless sense of abandon that can make non-Italian drivers cover their eyes in horror. Elisa Jaina, who has lived in Turin since 1997, shared her opinion with VOA Sports.
In the morning, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., when they have to go to work, they drive in a very dangerous way sometimes, no? Even if the light is red, as it was normal. In other times, as in the weekend, they drive in a normal way.
Even in the so-called normal times, accidents seem imminent at any moment. I've seen several near misses, but so far no accidents. But what I have seen are Fiats, lots and lots of little Fiats, with short names and even shorter wheelbases. Punto, Panda, Stilo, these are just some of the nameplates I've been quick enough to read before the car zoomed out of sight. There are practical reasons for the smaller cars in Turin. Elisabetta Cato told VOA the gas prices here are very high.
1 euro 20 cents. I don't look the cost because I prefer to don't know the augment of the gasoline. But I know that it's very high, and for me it's an important cost.
1 euro 20 a liter works out to more than $5.40 a gallon. With costs so high, the more kilometers to the tank full, the better. Parking is another reason small cars are an advantage. With space at a premium, it is easier to find a place to park. Even so, you see the cars lined up bumper to bumper on the street and filling the medians on the major roads. But Elisabetta Cato says parking is a big problem in Turin.
There are no parking. It's very difficult. If you must go with the car because there aren't a lot of public transport, you know that probably you don't find easy a place.
Another major difference is the transmission. Looking down on traffic from the bus window, virtually every driver has a hand on the stick shift. I've not seen an automatic transmission yet. It's a shame, really, because they would come in handy since traffic signals are not synchronized. You stop at a red light, wait for the green, then go just a block or two before hitting another red light. No wonder our bus driver is mumbling to himself. I'm just glad I'm not the one driving. Reporting from Turin, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.